It seems as though it's been several years since Blood Bank of Alaska was down here collecting blood.
Yeah, certainly longer than we would like. You know, with COVID kind of knocked out some of our out-of-town blood drives, and certainly Ketchikan is a very supportive community to us and our mission across the state to supply blood, and we are excited to come back.
And I imagine that there is quite a need.
Yeah, particularly in the summertime months. Well, let me stop myself there. There's a need year-round, right? So there's not an infinite amount of donors across Alaska. There's really a finite number, and so getting all the donors to come donate that are eligible is really important. Specifically in the summertime, there are blood needs across the country, and Alaska is really no different. You know, a lot of people are out and about after a long winter, and so really hitting home that point to donors to come in and donate is very important.
What are the requirements to be a donor?
There are a lot of requirements. I guess the first thing I would say is be over 16 years old. You can donate 16 and 17 if you have a parental consent form, which they can go on our website and download one of those if they should so choose to donate. The next thing is just be relatively healthy. And I say relatively because there's a lot of medical conditions where you would think somebody's healthy, and I personally would consider them healthy. It's just it would exclude them from donating blood. So there's really a litany of reasons why somebody can't donate. And I wish there were more reasons why people choose to donate. I would encourage anybody, if they have questions regarding their eligibility, just to give us a call. And we can certainly go over their eligibility with them prior to them coming to the blood drive.
If people wish to donate, what can they expect? What is the experience when they come in? Maybe it's a new donor, doesn't know what's happening. What does one expect when they come in to donate blood?
Well, the first thing they would expect to, you know, show a photo ID, which is important, you know, verifying who the person is. The next is a simple registration process where we get, you know, donor demographic information, you know, address, phone numbers, things like that. The next thing the donor will do is fill out a health questionnaire. There's a 40 some odd questions that they have to go through, specific questions about travel, things like that. Nothing too, you know, out of the ordinary, I would say. And then they would take a minor health physical, just blood pressure. We test the hematocrit, which is the count of red blood cells in the blood, just with a finger prick. And then from that, if they're suitable to donate, they would be drawn. And that process is anywhere from, I'd say on average about 10 minutes, the blood draw itself. I would encourage anybody that does come and donate to eat a good meal prior and really hydrate leading up to that donation. And that certainly helps people have successful donations and have a better donation experience.
And then how long are you expected, does the whole process take from the time you arrive until you depart?
Yeah, that's a good question. And it really depends on how busy it is. From what I've been seeing with the appointment sheets in Ketchikan, it looks like it's going to be a very successful drive because the community down there really supports us and loves when we come to town. I would tell people to really, estimate an hour, maybe definitely less than that, I would hope, but I think an hour would be a safe bet.
All right. And then I know after you donate, you have to stick around a little bit just to make sure everything's okay.
Yeah, you know, it's a rare occurrence, but sometimes donors do have reactions afterwards. You know, they get flushed, lightheaded, things like that. So we really encourage people to kind of sit back, enjoy some juice and cookies and hydrate, maybe get some chips and stay there for about 20 minutes. And just in case, and then from there they can leave.
You do have locations that are open all the time, but this is a mobile event that's coming down here to Ketchikan. You mentioned, you know, because of the pandemic, you haven't been able to do those as often. Are there plans to do these regularly, if possible?
So we're definitely in the planning stages of, I guess, reinstituting more frequent mobile drives throughout the state of Alaska. I've been at the blood bank for almost 13 years, and I can tell you when I first started, we were going all over the state, multiple blood drives throughout the year at some locations. And that was consistent up until really COVID. And we're definitely trying to get that reinstituted to be able to go throughout the state, because Ketchikan's not alone. There's multiple cities throughout the state of Alaska that really want us to come and are very supportive. So getting back into the swing of things, and it's very hard when you stop something like mobile collections and traveling around the state to then start it back up. It's a lot more difficult than I would guess.
And I just imagine with COVID, you have donations been down because you haven't been able to have mobile drives, or have people still been coming in over the last couple of years?
That's a great question. And donors have been very, very responsive to coming into our centers, which they always are. The problem is we're not going to the other communities that don't have blood centers, which then puts a strain on the donor base in Anchorage and Fairbanks and places like that, where a good chunk of the donors that donate blood and support our mission donate throughout the whole state of Alaska, not just Anchorage. I don't know the numbers off the top of my head, but certainly a large percentage donate outside of Anchorage. And so you are correct. Our numbers, well, we certainly are able to supply a stable supply of blood to all the hospitals in Alaska. We certainly want more donors to, more opportunities for donors to donate. And so hopefully that answers your question.
Okay, and that's another question is, does this blood stay in the state? What happens after the donor donates their blood?
So that's a great question. All the blood is sent back to Anchorage and it's processed. It's broken down into red cells, plasma, product that we call cryo, depending on the blood type, which is like a clotting factor. And that blood is then sent out to our partner hospitals throughout the state of Alaska. Our mission is Alaska hospitals first. There's certain instances because, you know, the supply or demand for blood goes up and down, and it's very difficult to project, I guess. In the event that because blood has a shelf life just like milk, right? It's 42 days from the time of collection. If that unit is going to, I guess, gets close to expiring, we're certainly going to try to find a home for that with our partners outside of the state of Alaska. We're part of the Blood Exchange Network. All the blood centers throughout the country are, and we certainly try to help each other out because we don't want to waste somebody's gift of life. You know, we don't want that to expire on our shelf. If it could go to another state in the U.S. and help save somebody's life, we certainly want to make that happen.
And if someone is interested in donating, what is the best way to sign up? Now, can people just show up at the door, or do they need to sign up in advance?
Well, I would encourage people to sign up. That said, appointments certainly do have priority over walk-ins, but if somebody is interested in donating blood, the staff are going to do everything they can to collect as much blood as we can when we're there. So they might have to wait a little bit if an appointment is there ahead of them, if they choose to walk in. But we will certainly try to accommodate those. And I can't forecast how long a wait that will be because it's really dependent on a lot of factors, how many donors actually show up to their appointment, how many people are no-shows, the duration or length of screening and collection. For some donors, I briefly talked about screening. Some people can go through screening very quickly if they're not on any medication, haven't traveled outside the United States and in the last few years, and then also if they have no medical conditions, they can get through screening relatively quickly, where some people, like my mom donates a lot, she's on certain medication, certain health conditions and things like that. So it does take a little longer for her to go through the screening process. So I guess kind of went off on a tangent there. Sorry. There's a lot of factors, but yeah, we would certainly encourage people to come in and we'll certainly try to see them.
Okay. And what is the best way for people to sign up in advance?
So if they are wanting to sign up in advance, go to bloodbankofalaska.org and you'll see a mobile drive section, how to donate, and you can actually sign up online. They could also give us a call at 222-5630, and we could set them up with an appointment online or over the phone and online.
Okay. Is there anything else that people should think about as they're contemplating donating or are planning to come already and just to be prepared?
Yeah, so those who are going to come and donate, I certainly thank you for coming in and really supplying us with blood and helping us support our mission. I would encourage them to hydrate well, bring a photo ID, and make sure to eat a good meal before, the morning of. To anybody who maybe is thinking about donating, maybe on the fence, there's no, how do I want to word this? I guess there's no replacement for human blood. There's not artificial blood that's transfused in the hospitals. And one unit of blood can certainly make a difference in somebody's life. You might know them, you might not, and oftentimes you're not going to know whose life you potentially saved. And that's what I would tell people. You know, people have fear of needles. I've heard every excuse imaginable: fear of needles, tattoos, travel. I don't know my blood type, which is not, we don't care about that. We test every unit the same, even if we know the donor's blood type. So if they don't know their blood type, they can certainly come donate, and we'll tell them their blood type after the donation. But yeah, if they have questions about donating, feel free to call us, and we can certainly talk to them and answer any questions they have.
Okay. All right, great. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
No, just thank you, and thank Ketchikan for being so welcoming to us. Every time we come down, it's really a very successful blood drive, and the people there are so nice, and the staff actually love to go down to Ketchikan because it's just a beautiful area, a beautiful town, and the people are so welcoming, and really it's just a great experience for everyone involved.
All right. Well, thank you very much for speaking with me.